every single one of us, in this room, out of this room, everyone that we come in contact with. And something is going radically wrong with our money. Don't you all spend more money than you know you should when it comes to credit cards? Why? You know you shouldn't, but yet you are. How many of you are saving for retirement? Really? Are you truly saving what you know you should? Probably not. Why? Here we are all capable, doctors, lawyers, teachers, nurses, computer operators. We can do everything with our money for everybody else, take care of their business, but when it comes to our own business, our own money, we all become powerless. So there's a lot to financial freedom. Money is incredibly powerful, and I want to show you how powerful money really is. So, for those of you in the seminar, you have a dollar that I've passed out in front of you. I want you to take it in your hand, and I want you to feel it. All right, now I'm going to ask you to do something with this that you've probably never done before, and I want you to rip it once in half. All right, we have somebody over here with quite a expression on his face. Mark, how did that feel to you?
It's not like I ripped paper, even though it's paper. There's something, like, I don't know, evil about it.
So you just felt like you were evil that you did it. It gave me goosebumps. You have no idea how many dollars I've ripped. And I only asked you to do it once so we can tape it all back together. Right? And that's your dollar to keep, by the way, so that you can either leave it ripped, you know, or tape it back together to serve as a reminder. How did somebody else feel when they did it? Did anybody get sick to their stomach? You did. Pamela, how did that feel?
Oh, it just felt very awkward. I really didn't want to do it. It took me a few moments to actually rip it in half.
All right, so in the same way the people in this room all have looks on their face like, oh my God, don't make me do this. It was not a nice feeling. Michael, was it a good feeling when you ripped it?
Well, I knew I could tape it back together again. But
right. But he already had that in mind, that it would come back together again. Don't you do this every day in other ways? How many of you throw away $20 worth of food that's spoiled in your refrigerator that you never got around to eating? I have a room full of hands that have just gone up. How many of you throw away a magazine that you never got around to reading? Again, many hands have gone up. And think about it. How many of these $1 did it take to buy that $3 magazine, or the $20 worth of food, or the $50 sweater that you only wore once and then you never wore again and you gave it away? How many of these? Why does it feel different when you do it in this format than when you do it with something else? The answer is money in money's form has an energy to it. It is alive. Now, don't think I'm crazy when I say that, because it's true. It has an energy that is transformed when you buy something like a magazine, or when you buy food, or when you buy clothes. But in this form here, it has an energy, which is what made you feel sick, Mark. Did it make you feel sick, Barbara?
I couldn't rip it as fast as I was ripping a piece of paper. I sort of ripped it in half, and then I completed it. I'm like, oh, no.
There we go. All right, so I want you to remind yourselves of this all the time, because what we're about to learn here is that there's a way to become a money magnet. There's a way to have financial freedom, to attract this to you like you attract friends, rather than repel it from you like most of us spend our lives doing. So this financial freedom program promises you this, that after we have completed these 9 steps, that you will break through the barrier of financial anxieties, putting you back in control of your money. That you will be empowered with the strategies, tools, and confidence to make your financial dreams a reality. And you will experience a life of abundance, joy, and true wealth of all kinds. So, all of you who purchased this financial freedom program, you did it for a reason, didn't you? And why did you do so? What did you think that you were going to get from this program? How did you think it was going to help you? Do you simply want to pay off your credit cards and get out from under that debt? Do you want to retire in 10 years? Maybe some of you want to start your own business or travel around the world for 6 months. Do you want to send your children to school or take care of your aging parents, or maybe even both? Maybe your goal of buying this program was just to stop being afraid. Whatever your goal is, I want you to write it down right now. So turn the tape off to complete this exercise, and when you're ready, join me back in the seminar where you'll be hearing others share their goals. So Jennifer, what is the first reason on your list? Why is it that you came here today? What is your goal?
I want to stop fighting with my husband about money.
All right, Jennifer wants to stop fighting with her husband about money. How many of you can identify with that goal? We think we're taking the M step, and M stands for marriage. Let me tell you, M also stands for money. Okay. So we will accomplish that you stop fighting with your husband about money. What else? Mark, what is your goal?
I want to know that I'll have more money than I'll ever need.
Great. That's a great goal. And you know what, Mark? And for those of you at home, you can have more money than you'll ever need. You can. And to begin with, you just have to start to believe it. In this program, we're going to go from I cannot have enough, I will never have enough, to I can and I will have more than I'll ever need. And we'll get to that in a few minutes, actually. And who else? Yvonne.
I wrote, I want to be able to stop worrying about whether I'll be able to keep my house and have the financial security I want.
All right. We had three fabulous goals here that I'm sure in these three people represented probably almost everyone in this room or listening to this tape. What I found over the years is that there is a reason, a very valid reason why you don't do that which you know you should do with money. It has nothing to do with the fact that you're capable adults. It has to do with a money message that was passed down to you years and years ago from your parents, who they had passed down from their parents, and so on. What we need to do is we need to break through the past in order to create a new future. So we're going to do an exercise. We're going to go back to the past when money first meant something to us other than just a play toy. And I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you my own money memory that truly was keeping me from being as powerful. I was about 8 years old, and I went to my mom. I said, Ma, I need a dollar to go to the swimming pool with my friends. And she said, Susie, honey, sorry, we don't have a dollar to give you right now, but don't tell your friends, because if they know, they're not going to like you anymore. All right, so what did I do? I went, fine. And that night, I started to go into my father's pockets where he kept his money. And I started to take out a dollar, $2, $5. And I would take that money, and rather than spend it on myself, I would go and I would buy my friends gifts. A comic book, candy, a taffy apple. Why did I do that? Because I wanted them to like me, and I knew that I was different. How long did I continue to do that? Till I was 20 or 30 years of age. Not stealing from my father, but stealing from myself in the form of taking my friends out to lunch or dinner and charging it on my credit card even though I didn't have the money to pay for it. Buying birthday gifts and Christmas gifts and Hanukkah gifts for them even though I didn't have the money to pay for it. That one memory impacted many, many years of my life. And when I realized that that was true, as I got older and I became a financial advisor, I thought, my gosh, if that was true for me, I bet it's true for every one of my clients as well. Jennifer, I bet there's a reason why you're fighting with your husband about money. And that how can you two talk about money, solve those differences when you yourself don't even know the memories of why you're fighting with him and what you're carrying yourself. So what I'd like you all to do now is to think back to a time. I don't care if it was when you were 5, 10, 15, 20, but think back to a time of what the first memory of when you knew money really meant something to you.